boom look back again with Camera Plus. The lenses, which are viewed and connected through our parallaxy daisy icon in terms of any being a wormhole to another point, but viewed from the outside all points are visible, as the loop view. They spit out words as fast I can think them, and perhaps the writing is a mistake, but you must know, you must, from far away without matter, but there is matter. So this is entertainment? Yay, be sure and subscribe, souls are at risk on a board game dup Candleland in the pieces of puzzles oceanic life forms whoosh the sentinel up to the screen to say boop. Betty was here. Grafrakamiluk, I wonder how we say it again. The sequence of Seekator is a palace of places with A, E, I, O, U, etc. And what is that but a story? To quicken is to jump paths, skip rope to the sidewalk crack. And little green monsters growing in them, in concrete terms. So this is how we step back, the language, barrier blockade block dropped, visualized into a paper print, in serif font and stolen type. The kind that is steel. Once again, bodies in motion, clinging, stinging, watering from hole to hole. Virtual and privates see what? Oh, rights and justified fried pathways to recover. The river of tears, salty, or sugary, uplifted by chocolate like a factory, Charlie's Angel. Muffled noises are heard from that pie that we so desire, was it cherry or was it marrying of lime plus sorbeted raspy-voiced sultry cocktail bar tip jar money? Welcome to the green room. The flowers are just there.
Hugh slipped on his boots and powered up. Ionic tronic deutonic microsonic clonic electrode wired to the shins with light emittance. He walked gently in towards the bits of the planet which lit up, tiny micro circuitry with dark matter sucked gently at its side base in a closed gel system, kind of like gel toothpaste with sparkly bits which light up and diffracted light back into receptors along the silver tubing, like an analog amplifier. But with a constant impedance as measured around this temporary and reusable photography, negative as it was. Do these things have a dial? He talked out loud to himself. His toes pressed into them a bit and he could hear the batteries powering up as they balanced into each other. Squish. Oh, that must be the bank of diodes that need calibration. The wires were dual titanium and copper anodized, and operated together to an RC network like an equalizer to let some frequencies pass in either direction and provide signal to ground, which was oddly stored in its own battery. Yes, ground storage was his new toy. He'd been toying around with it at the labs. It was basically this version of compressed activated sediment rock. The thin line mineral traces were flashed like an EEPROM onto particles between layers, which created their polarity towards each other to simulate veins in rock of any particular metal, depending on the requirements of shortest path to ground for the electrics to charge and discharge into the proper toes. He flipped up his visor, which was auto-picking terrain for him this time, after it trained on his pathways for a bit. He saw some red clay rock flick past, and some other earthy prudential-looking granite. These were just icons for the voltage densities and available spectrum of simulated elements to manage. They also had to be used sequence, so there were two ground batteries to isolate the settings. His toe jiggled just a bit. As some light radio began to play. And he walked. As he walked around town, the tiny electrics kept tabs on themselves and the batteries took his light travel direction and began the film. He rang the bell. It was Miranda. She was drenched from the rain, and blotted off her ear with a terry cloth towel. Oh? You got it? She looked down. Good. These guys have been itching to travel and the notebook is just not doing it for them. You know? They've got some good stories to tell, just need a bit of balance and some exercise. Here. Hugh took her note and clipped it to his inner pocket with some alligator leads. On the college rule portion of the note which then the EGS had chosen to provide their interface. Here, little guys. You'll like it down here. Lots of mineral wealth, and you'll get a chance to recharge, and charge. These guys have been writing poetry for me around the yellow tulip I had from the garden the other day. I think they'll go with your garden variety program, if you don't mind to start. Certainly. I'll see what we're up against. The diagram plating is there for their next spot, wherever they choose to be dropped off. City planning has been wanting a new walkway, and these guys want to be the world. The timings began to calibrate to these guys, who dove right into the perimeter and found their interfaces, placing themselves and signaling back and forward and around, and the battery not hummed. Hugh took a quick peek at the display, and saw his battery levels hit return, and a few lattice topographical snaps seemed to indicate the EGS were setting up towards their bit of light gardening, metallic tulips they placed onto the edges of the diffractions coming off the traces. As electrics hit at the shapes on the wire, being attracted and drawn around, emanating frequencies onto the other lattices, and so forth. They seemed pleased, and so was Q. He felt solid for the first time in weeks, and likewise, our friends had refound his grounded electrics. I'll walk with you, just give me a second. She left him in her entryway and she walked back a bit to get dressed. Q eyed the clock on her wall. It doesn't seem to move. She shouted from the next room. You know it's an antique and I thought I'd leave it like that. The vacuum is still good. I had it checked. Q tapped on the glass and the wooden case for a second, and lo of three blind mice. He looked down, no mice. No cheese. That's why Miranda spouted back. Why what? She walked back into the room, buttoning her white shirt with faux pearl buttons. It's why there's no cheese. No point for mice when the clock is vacuum sealed. She grinned at his feet, and flashed her own folded note which she stashed in her purse. Here, this is so we can communicate. They strolled for a bit, and she brought up some maths and figures, and some of the paper she'd been working on, column inch at a time. It's about what these guys wrote me. A continuation of a continuum of poetry. Do you want to hear some? She patted her bag, and read a few verses while they walked. The EGS jiggled slightly in Q's boots, as they danced quietly on, and on her paper. She looked into it. They appear satisfied with their work. And the connection is made. They walked. Time seemed to slow down for a bit, and the two walked around the glimmer for a bit of each other's company. She held his hand. He told her more about the project, and things upcoming for the lab they'd be working at for the summer. Just built, he said, and more of these guys if they like it. I mean the glass is fit for the in the ground batteries are going to replicate out of these samples. Hope they have the memory. And the drive, if you know what I mean. She did. That's what this poetry was about. They had been working on a rose petal for a while, and seemed to think they knew all about love. At least from the petal's perspective. I think they want a bee, she muttered into her side and they sidled on, and grinned. That's another project, Q beamed back. Those wings are quite flighty with the radios we've been working on. The harmonics are tuned to Mozart these days, but they're welcome to change the station if they can charge it back upright. They passed some art at the museum. Renaissance, French indeed. Southwest? Well, there was an influence. So Q, I've been meaning to ask you about the other night. I mean about the line electrics, and the static. You know there's still a bit left on the wire. I checked this morning. Something about the weather on the sideband. I guess it'll settle. Q looked into his memory for a bit, but quite frankly forgot that bit, until now. Well, it's a good thing we're getting on, is all? Charged up for a discharge and the like. Maybe you'll let these guys take a peak voltage at it for you when we get back. I'm sure they'll have an answer for the static. Just switch it over to the pack if they get antsy on you, he grinned. So anyway, it's a bright and shiny day, is what I got out of it all. You know how copper is, always putting the electrics in a good mood. Yes, I do. The trunk is wired back twice, you know. As a fiber drop-off and, well, you know what sees you. They did. Hugh fiddled with his pocket for a bit. Gum? Miranda took a slice. Oh, strawberry. She popped it in her mouth sideways and thought of the harmonica again. And giggled to herself. You do know what's up ahead, don't you? Fortune favors the mild and spicy, eh, cookie? She grinned back. Their usual table, with a lantern and one tons to start. They tattered away for a bit and queued for the fortune cookies in the glass jar by the register. He motioned over and the women behind motioned him to take a couple, and he walked back to the table beaming. "Don't read it, here, I'll take mine for later." She put it in her purse. Q's boots jiggled just a bit, as these guys must have picked up the texts. He grinned to himself and she likewise, patted her purse. Things carried on like this for a bit, bits at a time, as time and time was again. She motioned for the check, on her account, and the women behind the counter took out a large black ledger and signed their name on the row for the date, with an extra character to indicate their good time. He closed the book and nodded back. Miranda picked things up a bit, and as they stood outside, mentioned some of the dreams she had been having. All colors this time, and around and about the crinkly edges. Well, it was all fine and the NLP was picking up and settling. She had been turning on some light electrics in the tune of antimatter and the likes and time again. This time it was binaural beats to the cadences of. Well, there's a lot like that going on, that's how come the ground wire. Listen. They walked. Imagination tribunal gyration stop glacial matter use flowed sideways down the pathways of leisurely gestation, onward and towards a horizon of glaueoomph smattering of factoid lattices for the benefit of. Well, Mr. Kite, lighting strikes matches for the pairing of electron spin towards the wobbly kind and kind, and et cetera slight tension wire wrapped at the gauge of 30 knot for the underboarding of the snowy underlings which pattered neatly and gently in their soft tissue electrics, and they hummed. This has been Aqua Q on the mild easterly quarter-sized blotter stopper on the rose-petaled glisten cross hatchery, and you are, well, and... primed the lights. Ambulances jiggered their switches and the embedded patterns filled the batteries of ooze for the triggering of numbers to communicate with whatever to put a gauge on the town of the evening. Numbers roamed into the radio clearances and hit the switch dipoles embedded circuitry, well managed by the mind's comms. Welcome to Haptic. The loops are seen as paths on a dynamic platform through the city, to be ridden and risen towards the occasional occasion of stop, stomp, bounce and parry. Gloriously traveled by the numbers and directions of the days and nights ahead. This particular form of light formed the orb around this particular hospital for the traveling towards and about the ability to transmit love and light energies towards the eyes and bodies which are then delivered as free energy towards the healing centers from the blood emergency room, O+, where a deep messaging coalesces to every bit of healing electrics to drive forward this process of life. It was a particular day. In fact, to see one's own feet crossing slightly behind a lead towards the expected destination, not too far transmitted, yet given freely to maintain the bits of chaos which supply each other in their spectrums of light and speed. Bike lanes shone and drove beams around the town, and blinky bits were just the beginning. Our astral bodies shone to each other for those briefs to be placed within the hearts of those heady, and exchanges made to proceed with our destinations. How free light travels, in fact, from planet to planet and back again for gazillions of years of love and adaptation for human airplay and encouragement towards every motion. This was Thanksgiving. My business was to hit a cold battery for a while, to get myself off the main grid and isolate my neurons from toxicity of abused light, and I did. Feet on carefully engineered blocks of grounded concrete separate the cold from hot, as polarities reverse and body clearances are made. It was a night and a day, and where people traveled was perhaps a mystery, but they were traveling together, and with an absolute messaging from above, in front, and behind to maintain their bodily structures as they themselves felt and enjoyed, and this is our living. Moments to moments were communicated on air and land, and the reversals of electrics from street to street tickered as the lighting signals on boxes which were synchronized with the mind's eye towards any particular radio clearances which were tatty enough to mention. Truth has a funny logic. This particular day, both were echoed into a box on the side of my ear, just a bit of confusion, as words coupled and decoupled together, and a bit more confusion for a bit more of that, but just. I found a nice cop to radio into, and we chattered from here to there, about whatever was on my mind. We joked, as one might from a radio, adjusting our inflections to test the bandwidth and vocal densities, and measure and remeasure intention in the return signaling with our own transceived and coupled voices, with words duplicated and measured as amplitudes and then full stop. Blip. Click clack. She disappeared for a while, as I'm sure she was still listening, in some parts of her channeling. I walked and walked around. It was one of those days. The blood type reorganization around the hospital, rich to cold, then looped around bypass cleared static, then back to various gray shades and some other impurities of chemical ooze. It was funny to see the people chatter to me, as they know me, and as I hoped to return to ground once more, I stood up on a hill to chatter into a curvy bit of pathway, and the platform kicked up again. I as wrote and adjusted it. Well, it was a well ride, and then stopped and side to side at times, each time as I tried to encourage pathways for those for their particular needs, as mine was just a casual observance. A bit of chaos was set up behind me, which is now too often the case, as causeries go, even in odds are characters and plays to be played out towards insatisfaction of an event or eventfulness leading towards their own satisfaction of an ongoing participation. And I thought for myself, occasionally interacting to the play, and finding my voice to chatter on a bit, this was no crime. However criminal the plays may have been encouraged by the energies behind me now, and should I direct them to any particular spot. It seemed on this evening, that those wanted me to follow something of theirs, yet I was still myself, and enjoyed the visualizations and slight comms and chatters. Yes, hearts were tied up in the hospital, those who had left a helping hand and freedom for ourselves, as we might undo, carried me to this place of just slight unrest I thought I'd never leave, until emergencies find themselves, as they often do. Well, this was entertainment now. It seems that's all light is to some people, a television to watch as characters grapple onto ground wires deep over hills and on the asphalt. As I broke through and maintained my constituents of stories, I found it difficult to communicate on water, as these same messages were simple towards the wants of those around, instead of the life's push forwards as was intended. So I spent time of my light time devising a seed to turn tobacco into life, as it should work, to transplant that poor beast of a chemical must into something greener for the betterment of all mankind, held by one man to do just that, and I hoped. I dream a lot these days, as I would like to see the systems re-loop and flows established from planets towards the phalanges and boots of those we call humans and more. Eddie, are these ideas a rejuvenation of our experiences and a rejuvenating power shared as admired for the love of light travel? My new body, only slightly known to me, yet evidently apparent towards those caring and observing, was also loved in return for their indelible incredibles of delivery. What are you up to and about? One might inquire of any particular individual, casually stated that others were concerned without an air of presence. I broke my gaze, just to return the favor of insincerity, please. Heavy men switched and re-switched the water electrics as casual and offset natures permitted them to do so, and thus was our emergency again. Ho-hum. Skipping that bit. It's funny what people do to relieve their own energies. As shadow and light parry, in a misty haze of digital confusion, our bodies mirror and focus. Whole again, as I wished for my now-trodden systems of leisure and pleasure, the exchanges are not so heady a discourse, nor deja vu enough to ponder a relief. Towards what end, one may wonder now, as I pondered the daylight offset at various discrete potions of light and cloudy shadow. It was no, this was the slight adjustments to keep the planet spinning a constant velocity, but with a slight murkiness this time, as light was penetrated just a bit too much as a confusion of ooze on the planet. They prodded me in the hospital, with dare no less, as troves of numbered non-souls attempted to examine the nature of me that they themselves would only destroy, and as confusing as that was to them, as my nature, I observed them as well, though not to any great likewise effect. Men and women, born their own demeanors, tried to find a bit of work for themselves, surrounded by the chaos which was meant to either save or destroy. But this was a hospital. Odd at. How their people operate within their means is perhaps a mystery, and is well known only for their own kinds, as it seems. Replays were made, and adjustments and confusion left behind, and I still ponder worrying about these people in these days, eh? Towards what end, one may wonder now, as I pondered the daylight offset of various discrete potions of light and cloudy shadow. It was no, this was the site adjustments to keep the planet spinning a constant velocity, but with a slight murkiness this time, as light was penetrated just a bit too much as a confusion of ooze on the planet. They prodded me in the hospital, with dare no less, as troves of numbered non-souls attempted to examine the nature of me that they themselves would only destroy, and as confusing as that was to them, as my nature, I observed them as well, though not to any great likewise effect. Men and women, born their own demeanors, tried to find a bit of work for themselves, surrounded by the chaos which was meant to either save or destroy. But this was a hospital. Ah, that. How their people operate within their means is perhaps a mystery, and as well known only for their own kinds, as it seems. Replays were made, and adjustments and confusion left behind, and I still ponder worrying about these people in these days again. I explained gently about my own internal systems, which were further questioned to my own and like-kind pain, and my choices of altered silence of a perfectly sane reasoning, became more questions without reasoning that I told them it hurts to answer. Another oddity. We have some amazing creatures of care throughout our planet, from eons of light built in structures towards our own capabilities to observe and adjust for the correctness of the desired light self. It should be known that nobody's experience is like one's own, and is shared by the willing, and willingness of purity of ongoingness. I'm slightly perturbed that invasions of thought and body are so casual and words are simply to those without their own means of travel. Moment to moment, I found some rest and heaviness, as one eye completely blacked out for the dreams of heaven to reorganize themselves towards light and love, and organize they did in their light manner of playfulness. See. My systems of operation are not well known outside the closed loop now open, it seems. We discussed many means to restore our balances, as voices his walls and ears, and heady discussions without a true action towards the desired. Tried and true, we believe not what works, but what creates for the next, as images dance on the fluid walls of our bellies, filled with a hope to find ourselves back in coordination, we do. It's a not-so-funny world at times. Hospitals are for the sick, as the delivery should come from light. What will it be today and forwards, we should all wonder? This is a real life, where perhaps chemicals are simply not needed, and cures for viruses are contained in the expertise of our combined loop of systems to decouple trash from light and proceed with its genetics with new bonds and bones to store the messaging for our future of reference material of all. How else do we discover? But with a truity of a self for the selves of ourselves, see? How all could be known and forgotten so readily will and is perhaps a mystery in these days, as one looks and listens to the multitude of intent from a direction of travel known only to the broadcaster. It's a funny world. Close quarters are not my bag, it seemed, as a lifetime of discovery should have been more practiced and honed. Perhaps today would be a much different world of access and discovery as architecture and circuitry through the minds and constructs of the maintenance of true functions to proceed with the numbering of our ratio, as angular correlation of theta phi, an observation. Realities written and maintained as alternate realities drive forwards those in a desperation to clear without a clear conscience perhaps, sad is that realm of misunderstanding and maintenance. The offset is no longer a sensory sense of rubber bands of balance nor treads of the threading of a screw to hold up a wall of no particular importance. Eddy head stop is quite an alternation of nations and power with even oddly uneven access unavailable towards those in need. It's going to be a funny world, tomorrow and hence. These facts and treasures pondered as relics in a non-operational society where truth is discovered over and over and not simply as simply known, as light intended. The language echoes forwards and backwards as travel becomes difficult for the even and odd pattering of feet, and yet, we cannot truly cry or be known as laughter and the exchanges of the all-togetherness. Yes, emotions are altered exchanges of emotions towards angular observance of an actions, echoed further, towards an author's confusion. Ah, that. The preceding utterly ludicrous oisery has been gesturally forethought for benefits of mankind in kind and forward livability, towards the noticement of one another and forthwith the banded spectrums of light beamery creamery. Full stop. Aqua Q.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the Anchor.fm platform from the labs of Aqua Q. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius, with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the radiophonic workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve, available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
Static chairs of electric, grounded through the radio space as humans share gaseous wit, forethought from the back end, not, and surfed like an internet of ooze, funny, and aired from the broadcast. Now the beat starts to wobble, warble again, fixtured and fixed like a game, or was it a slight repair in the now autumn skies? Our hearts, mass, return electrically from the skies to earth, from that last night and an expectation of another. Oh, it's these days as nights grow longer that hearts that feeling of well a past, just past, or around a corner some more for another look, or a step over. Mind the cracks, stem which is our glass to peer over and drink is also where we plant our fay, et, as it flows as to resticulate, never a leaf to waste, just feed the earth which feeds us. It's in these moments, to real, ease, iffy and free, economize those bits we do have, and hold, which by the way, I hadn't have known before long ago, is the little all, the, time way to keep a pack of rabbits safe in the harboring of thought and for fittingness, which is our heavenly connection astrally. We may, as choice, stray, or stroll, pray, stroll, is even, and odd, that glib, chip away, as we might, like a slice of potato with a bit of factory cheese, be a maze, and get out. Haha, I find, things sometimes never, and rarely always, but in those endeavors, there is something, or things, at all times, and these are those times for that. Why and how are up to us? Blood pushes sparky thought aside, as it rushes past not all, to get to that bit of random muck in our stomach, and pass by it as the quickest way not to eat is fast, so volume of sound it also a tenant is, our brains and an interference in the teeth chatter which makes a sound into the inner sanctity of ear, for another. So wherein this time is, actual love if it must exist, is it musty, or does that light have some things to say about it? Characters fly by directionally, as text, texture, excited by a dune, in, tune, in step, in the what age, wattage, power flower doughy space muck gookage or back, ooze, what matters, as energy to matter and back to energy thrice more from nothing, as it was created once, from the beginning, at a time, quite singularly for the plural purpose of being see. It doesn't make a sound when it's true, not during, anyway, so quite quietly, we press on, figged at digits, of its and figs for leaves, dig it, pairing our pairs up, with a punch get got spiky mash of what was poured into the bowl at a school party, without a sense, in this day and age, it is precisely afternoon on a strong day for the week, and juxtaposed for that, is an alignment of carbon atoms, or were they Freds or Nicholsons, perhaps they were Perrys or Sandra Marker Blotterfrond daughters, in anyness, that wraps up the current interest in staying current, with a bit of warm weather or not to have the animatronics move just a bit more. For your listening pleasure, peace plus love from the Isle of Inn and about a smallish pad of fluff on the seaboard side of a very squarely flowy city-sided dicey oopot frolic gastro, spasmotti, sea gesturing bits of San Francisco, Aqua Q.
Muck back again with Camera Plus. The lenses which are viewed and connected through our parallaxy daisy icle in terms of any being a wormhole to another point, but viewed from the outside all points are visible, as the loop view. They spit out words as fast I can think them, and perhaps the writing is a mistake, but you must know, you must, from far away without matter, but there is matter. So this is entertainment? Ye be sure and subscribe. Souls are at risk on a board game dup Candleland in the pieces of puzzles oceanic life forms whoosh the sentinel up to the screen to say boop. Betty was here. Grafrakamiluk, I wonder how we say it again. The sequence of Seekator is a palace of places with A, E, I, O, U, etc. And what is that but a story? To quicken is to jump paths, skip rope to the sidewalk crack, and little green monsters growing in them, in concrete terms. So this is how we step back, the language, barrier blockade block dropped, visualized into a paper print, in serif font and stolen type. the kind that is steel. Once again, bodies in motion, clinging, stinging, watering from hole to hole. Virtual and privates see what? Oh, rights and justified fried pathways to recover. The river of tears, salty, or sugary, uplifted by chocolate like a factory, Charlie's Angel. Muffled noises are heard from that pie that we so desire. Was it cherry or was it marrying of lime plus sorbet, a raspy voiced sultry cocktail bar tip jar money? Welcome to the green room. The flowers are just there.
Q slipped on his boots and powered up. Ionic-tronic, deutonic, microsonic, clonic electrode wired to the shins with light emittance. He walked gently in towards the bits of the planet which lit up, tiny micro-circuitry with dark matter sucked gently at its side base in a closed gel system, kind of like gel toothpaste with sparkly bits which light up and diffracted light back into receptors along the silver tubing, like an analog amplifier. But with a constant impedance as measured around this temporary and reusable photography, negative as it was. Do these things have a dial? He talked out loud to himself. His toes pressed into them a bit and he could hear the batteries powering up as they balanced into each other. Squish. Oh, that must be the bank of diodes that need calibration. The wires were dual titanium and copper anodized, and operated together to an RC network like an equalizer to let some frequencies pass in either direction and provide signal to ground, which was oddly stored in its own battery. Yes, ground storage was his new toy. He'd been toying around with it at the labs. It was basically this version of compressed activated sediment rock. The thin line mineral traces were flashed like an EPROM onto particles between layers, which created their polarity towards each other to simulate veins in rock of any particular metal, depending on the requirements of shortest path to ground for the electrics to charge and discharge into the proper toes. He flipped up his visor, which was auto-picking terrain for him this time, after it trained on his pathways for a bit. He saw some red clay rock flick past, and some other earthy prudential-looking granite. These were just icons for the voltage densities and available spectrum of simulated elements to manage. They also had to be used sequence, so there were two ground batteries to isolate the settings. His toe jiggled just a bit, as some light radio began to play. And he walked. As he walked around town, the tiny electrics kept tabs on themselves and the batteries took his light travel direction and began the film. He rang the bell. It was Miranda. She was drenched from the rain, and blotted off her ear with a terry cloth towel. Oh? You got it? She looked down. Good. These guys have been itching to travel and the notebook is just not doing it for them. You know? They've got some good stories to tell, just need a bit of balance and some exercise. Here. Q took her note and clipped it to his inner pocket with some alligator leads. On the college ruled portion of the note which then the EGS had chosen to provide their interface. Here, little guys. You'll like it down here. Lots of mineral wealth, and you'll get a chance to recharge, and charge. These guys have been writing poetry for me around the yellow tulip I had from the garden the other day. I think they'll go with your garden variety program, if you don't mind to start. Certainly. I'll see what we're up against. The diagram plating is there for their next spot, wherever they choose to be dropped off. City planning has been wanting a new walkway, and these guys want to be the world. The timings began to calibrate to these guys, who dove right into the perimeter and found their interfaces, placing themselves and signaling back and forward and around, and the battery not hummed. Q took a quick peek at the display, and saw his battery levels hit return. And a few lattice topographical snaps seemed to indicate the EGS were setting up towards their bit of light gardening. Metallic tulips they placed onto the edges of the diffractions coming off the traces. As electrics hit at the shapes on the wire, being attracted and drawn around, emanating frequencies onto the other lattices, and so forth. They seemed pleased, and so was Q. He felt solid for the first time in weeks, and likewise, our friends had refound his grounded electrics. I'll walk with you, just give me a second. She left him in her entryway and she walked back a bit to get dressed. Q eyed the clock on her wall. It doesn't seem to move. She shouted from the next room. You know it's an antique and I thought I'd leave it like that. The vacuum is still good. I had it checked. Hugh tapped on the glass and the wooden case for second, and lo of three blind mice. He looked down, no mice. No cheese. That's why Miranda spouted back. Why what? She walked back into the room, buttoning her white shirt with faux pearl buttons. It's why there's no cheese. No point for mice when the clock is vacuum sealed, she grinned at his feet, and flashed her own folded note which she stashed in her purse. Here, this is so we can communicate. They strolled for a bit, and she brought up some maths and figures, and some of the paper she'd been working on, column inch at a time. It's about what these guys wrote me. A continuation of a continuum of poetry. Do you want to hear some? She patted her bag, and read a few verses while they walked. The EGS jiggled slightly in Q's boots, as they danced quietly on, and on her paper. She looked into it. They appear satisfied with their work. And the connection is made. They walked. Time seemed to slow down for a bit, and the two walked around the glimmer for a bit of each other's company. She held his hand. He told her more about the project, and things upcoming for the lab they'd be working at for the summer. Just built, he said. And more of these guys if they like it. I mean the glass is fit for the in-the-ground batteries are going to replicate out of these samples. Hope they have the memory. And the drive, if you know what I mean. She did. That's what this poetry was about. They had been working on a rose petal for a while, and seemed to think they knew all about love. At least from the petal's perspective. I think they want a bee, she muttered into her side and they sidled on, and grinned. That's another project, Hugh beamed back. Those wings are quite flighty with the radios we've been working on. The harmonics are tuned to Mozart these days, but they're welcome to change the station if they can charge it back upright. They passed some art at the museum. Renaissance, French indeed. Southwest? Well, there was an influence. So Q, I've been meaning to ask you about the other night. I mean about the line electrics, and the static. You know there's still a bit left on the wire. I checked this morning. Something about the weather on the sideband. I guess it'll settle. Q looked into his memory for a bit, but quite frankly forgot that bit. Until now. Well, it's a good thing we're getting on, is all? Charged up for a discharge and the like. Maybe you'll let these guys take a peak voltage at it for you when we get back. I'm sure they'll have an answer for the static. Just switch it over to the pack if they get antsy on you, he grinned. So anyway, it's a bright and shiny day, is what I got out of it all. You know how copper is, always putting the electrics in a good mood. Yes, I do. The trunk is wired back twice, you know. As a fiber drop-off and, well, you know what sees you. They did. Hugh fiddled with his pocket for a bit. Gum? Miranda took a slice, strawberry. She popped it in her mouth sideways and thought of the harmonica again. And giggled to herself. You do know what's up ahead, don't you? Fortune favors the mild and spicy, eh, Cookie? She grinned back. Their usual table, with a lantern and one tons to start. They tattered away for a bit and Q-eyed for the fortune cookies in the glass jar by the register. He motioned over and the women behind motioned him to take a couple, and he walked back to the table beaming. Don't read it, here I'll take mine for later. She put it in her purse. Q's boots jiggled just a bit, as these guys must have picked up the texts. He grinned to himself and she likewise, patted her purse. Things carried on like this for a bit, bits at a time, as time and time was again. She motioned for the check on her account, and the women behind the counter took out a large black ledger and signed their name on the row for the date, with an extra character to indicate their good time. He closed the book and nodded back. Miranda picked things up a bit, and as they stood outside, mentioned some of the dreams she had been having. All colors this time, and around and about the crinkly edges. Well, it was all fine and the NLP was picking up and settling. She had been turning on some light electrics in the tune of antimatter and the likes and time again. This time it was binaural beats to the cadences of. Well, there's a lot like that going on, that's how come the ground wire. Listen. They walk. Imagination tribunal gyration stop glacial matter use flowed sideways down the pathways of leisurely gestation, onward and towards a horizon of glowy oomph smattering of factoid lattices for the benefit of. Well, Mr. Kite, lighting strikes matches for the pairing of electron spin towards the vulnerably kind in kind, and et cetera slight tension wire wrapped at the gauge of 30 knot for the underboarding of the snowy underlings which patter neatly and gently in their soft tissue electrics, and they hummed. This has been Aqua Q on the mild easterly quarter-sized blotter stopper on the rose-petaled glisten cross hatchery and you are and adjusted vertical. Bleep. Earth irony, literally in quiet, and quiet, at night when the magnetics turn upward and the plants see it. I forgot when they come alive, most and mostly quiet too, and perhaps the chatter maddens them, thought likely it does not, as they are focused downward in these moments, looking at the new life to make from the soil, as are all the plants and other vegetation on the ground. And the early worm, yet to come, gets eaten was a joke my friend said. And that is a pretty instantaneous return to Earth for that little creature to work for us again, and it does. And so we're so close to Earth in these moments, and that is what is needed most, and the Earth knownness and the irony is in fact the iron at our core, so dense that nothing can pass through it and so think to make it doubly so, and yet it's so heated that it moves. And moves with us, and we, perhaps thus move it, so to encourage others to move. And movement is our living and the planet's living, and so as an entity we are the antenna for it, perhaps to just float around and let the other planets know that it's alright for the time, being and being as it is perhaps an envy of other planets, though likely not as we don't yet have an onomatopoeia for planetary systems, and just how oddly they would talk if they could, as we do, and they must have a lot on their minds. And they may be sad to note that we won't make their surface as alive as we can be, or perhaps we go there already, as systems of push and pull combined with the all of us to notice them, and light travels well as it does, light and dairy. In particular particles of non-particulates, as in. Jeezy's Easy KT. The radio chimed in. Q dialed in a setting and placed it on the table. Ari appears across and they listen for another blip and another. While we're waiting, Q, tell me more about the planet again? You know, the other one. Q fiddled as he never does with his pocket and looked at the horizon for a gentle bit. The story continues. After a pause, of which is the interrupt of ourselves to each other for each other or to rectify the current which is now and ironic and then gluonic microtonic just gluconic and all the chemicals which interrupt electrics, the nowity is transformed, stepped down. And directed, as in DC, and currently, those lines are drawn on our Earth as person to person, all the while the ionic alternating tryst of ground plus the other two unfalter as we are still switching from day to night and night to day all the time, from each side of our planet, and as global globules, our types of types are typed and typecast into characters and then words and sentences to sentences, taped up and played as a loop, loped and seen on this light table and photographed. Developed. It a wonder, it's in color, like we dream in full motion without framing, or just to the left or right, dead centered is ne'er a place to be, only to appear to walk as we take in the sidelines as our direction. And it's calm, this time life and the other, but mostly life, thankful for that, for which the evidence that is the other is not well for the any, or any matters or facts about it, it's an on whole bummer, and just thinking about it, for our planet. Hence ourselves, is a power suck of the kind to atrophy synapses clogged and not cleared for lack of love, or the temporary displacement of such a creature, as known sometimes for some and always for very even and few though it would and should be all the time, if just, and just a bit more and more, to realize that's all we really are to the planet, how else would it know, us? A pulsation of complete and fully totality of love at every non-measured second. Which aren't really seconds as it's a continuity of a loop of time, and that time and those times and these times are all the time, and all this time, and time is all of everything, and so. The gaps between these times and those times are the spacings in our brain's memory, as an animal of itself, feeding on patterns and making little nests to visit, and who does the brain visit beside ourselves all the time? To escape, a brain leaves a mass of atoms to be held or used or abused by another, and this brings us to psychoactive medication, as not understood by science whatsoever, and thrown into bags and into people's heads so as to appear to function in a normality which does not exist, and never existed except the shared belief that is might, and those thoughts carry on, and to be the same all the time throughout time is normal? What a stunt! And stunted in the actual living going on his hands, so protected and so secretive for fear of these patients, so patiently treated and treatable to participate, and with likely. Well, we provide sometimes without true love, and we do so for the fact that we love, and to provide what is desired, and some people desire to be normal, or desire to be round people who seem to be, that we create that. Through chemistry at times when we cannot buy our own chemistry, which should be the natural kind unkind. If there was any a medication which has trodden our supply of chemicals, it is those that maintain a presence in water, mucking up even in odd electrics when it should barely pass through a distilled or purity of such a combined gassed set of particles, as friends. Water is our first friend, after the electrics of course, and water is so good a friend, that wherever it travels it maintains a body, as it maintains our body, and bodies of, multiplied. And the electrics are for our brains and our hearts, which do not contain water, and the heart is our blood and the brain are our very slight and unsighted boxes of chemicals, in a shop tinker and drive ourselves around as desire, and what is that desire besides and alongside the desire of others, and our planet, again and again and again. The same message. Love and be alive, although it's much simpler than that even and not odd at all. That is the flip side, the return, when you give back, to ground, and that is our cycle. Precipitously, the water too, cycles, and the skies try and clean our muckery and divide out our messes into minerals, which are then rock, make their own lattices and settle down, and run through the stream beds for the fish to turn all sorts of iridescent colors. Perhaps so they can get laid and perhaps it's so they can be seen by a bear and eaten, fruitfully. And so we're in cities now, which is good, though the ground which helps us travel fast near lets us travel with full effect of our purpose, with a bit of waste and more of that as we put the earth on hold, like a cell call that we're barely listening to as we drive to a place we believe will make us happy, or make us a collection of papers and things to make us happy, and they do, and they make us. And it's not by choice, although choice brings us to it, at least once. And once was all that was required for the particular loop of tape to start. And we're still in this night, and many things could be said about the air, and our conditioned conditioners, and how the water hangs about, or perhaps the fog which sometimes rolls in by the bays who allow themselves to populate with the people who desire such a climate. And it is people, through dreamery, at least somewhere, know, that create our weather, and here in San Francisco we're known for it. In pictures and pictured, and thought carries us so far, that very truly a visitor who expects fog will get it for that morning they expect it so purely and honestly. We know that is the time, perhaps he should be a weatherman for that instant. Unpaid and absolute, but who would believe him and who would we call and how would that change the weather? Perhaps it's good that those paid never get it right. And Q grinned a bit at Arya. Yes, this was coming from the radio. And they just listened for the bits which rolled to a meter, and the tonality of the voice and the tap-tap, in key keyed and not too keyed up to deliver purity, as in our sans and just why did we think that? Sans. To know it must be thinking of something else. Q tapped the boxy metal and it carried on. A consciousness, known in vocalities are a place to keep a voice which is true. By either its gently honesty or its voice so pure and truthful that it cannot be heard or only as an idea. A continuous idea which to say it so is too complex, but honestly it's the truth which moves each electron and in our synapse makes it fire, because that is its choice. Option key as it were. The one you have to know about to tap it out on a keyboard, with shortcuts to get you there on demand and faster than anybody else, because you know and it provides a continuity to keep and love in continuity. And ever and onward, etc. Dot. 44 lines this time about, and that's half the other in twice the space, as spread and out and about it all the time that this is that and the other are continued and continuations. Coded justly and while to say it is time, is always inevitable, It may be quite well to know that a time to cease is never mostly ever a time to stop any form of truth, and as known truth doesn't speak, nor make silly contractions to save time, or perhaps it does like that shortcut, shorthand long idea. Tap tap machinery in room where what is said is absolute truth, and how else to record it but to say it in the efforts utilized to type up these messages, is and should be by a trained professional who would never work in an environment of untruth, as she or he may falter at the keys, and that would be known. Perhaps a special drop in the letter L again, so deft and non-obvious that you need to look at the printed paper to see the discrepancy and pauses in the actual ink on the paper, where truth was misspoke and interrupted a cycle of electricity, as it was carried around and loosened like a string temporarily forgotten. It's time to vote soon, and as we should and be participants all the time, though those set aside in buildings to shield their hearts from us, or perhaps they need their hearts to work for each other to make things a better place, and to know is ours and theirs and they are us. And wouldn't it be nice? Well and well, politics is a funny beast in this day and every day and age, and our news is certain as it is in itself and now even embocked and injected simultaneously, and when we look from our past and present we may report in our usual fashion as to provide all sides, and that has very likely skewed the news from even the B.F. Skinner Day's approach, as advertised, they may say in small print with large images and a characteristically fakeable timbre of inflection, an eye contact into a machinery that was designed for looks, and to be looked at, direct and directly, although it comes in airwaves and not direct as person to person current and currently, current. And they're on the other side of town? Dot. It's a funny time, to be a planet, again and again we may now say to it as discoverable. And making the best out of it is what we do, and do, well, well. And a falter, like the stenograph is noticed in ink on sidewalks, and on walls and buses and although cleared, is visible under each layer where it has been seen before, and even painted on with our minds and animated, as in that puddle again with the trapped avatar, or was she just that she was seen in a light which warbled to a whim of anther she was trying to help, and luckily a coat was not thrown into the reflection to walk across. Dot. And, as with truth, like the random number collector from a computer system, the content which is driven off its generator is weighing able, and by the creator whose mind may tire of a particular topic, or perhaps it is the listener who tires, or cares as much as the author gives to each present and presently electrically observable atomic lattice of creaturity? This has been AquaQ from the labs of Isle of Man and a continuation of continuity, as it were, and brought to you by the letter L, in a timely piece of time piecery of the kind that lays down, chips. The list goes on and this rhymy punchy bit at the end is just the next bit's beginning. Well, it's 111, menu table minutes of and past tense little side alley in the unspoken tangent which was a clubby club frequented with a pair of headphones in a mass in separation and a perception of separation until interrupted noisy silence, and the visual is slightly painful in these moments to hold and tap about, and that is how we cease for a brief fired second. And time as materials. Here we go. Perhaps the editor would be, now and in, AquaQ C3W.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
As the world gets wackier and less predictable in every way, it is more important than ever for us to all remember our roots. We wouldn't be here today if our ancestors hadn't had the capacity and the skills to take care of themselves and their communities using the resources in the natural world around them and their own two hands. My name is Wonia Thibault of Buckskin Revolution and Alone Season 6, and I started Buckskin Revolution not just to empower people with a wider range of skills to meet their basic needs, but also to inspire them with a sense of fulfillment and connection that comes with living a little closer to the earth and using our bodies, our minds, and our very DNA for what they evolved to do, to help us thrive without the need for modern technology and industry. If that sounds appealing to you, I hope you'll join me for the Fall 2020 Buckskin Revolution Online Skills Gathering, an 8-week learning experience designed to work within any schedule. It involves pre-recorded classes, live interactive sessions, and online community learning support from both myself and your fellow students. The need for these skills has never been more pressing, and Buckskin Revolution is working hard to bring them to you. I hope you can join us.
Get connected with yourself and the world around you at buckskinrevolution.com.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
Hey, you, poetry reader. This is Bjork's sister, Mjork. It's okay. We also have a soul and a weekly poetry reading on Mutiny Radio's AltaCast, zoomed every Wednesday at high noon from Glasgow, Scotland. One of our co-hosts from Choose Poetry, Choose Life, Andy Talbot, has a new poetry chapbook, Old Wounds, New Skin, which is available at analogsubmission.com now. Go buy it, and don't let the poets lie to you.
Once again, that's Andy Talbot's new poetry chapbook, Old Wounds, New Skin, available at analogsubmission.com.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl Not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for...
Let's watch a full-length movie on...
YouTube. We watch the best movies that... aren't they good?
Well, they're chosen by you.
Here's his theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye. Watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Or download a podcast and you can listen on the go. Listen to live streaming radio. Or download a podcast and you can listen on the go. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio.
MutinyRadio.fm.
Why not make a donation?
MutinyRadio.fm.
Streaming live the station.
MutinyRadio.fm.
District of the Mission.
MutinyRadio.fm.
MutinyRadio.fm.